Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay, dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight, good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, 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 life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J. It is a beautiful Tuesday here in Dallas, Fort Worth. And, man, this is also May 10th, 2011, so this is making history yet again, as usual. Just glad to be doing another show, glad to make another day, glad to have you all listen to the show, whether it's live or it's archived. Just glad to have you all listen to the show and really appreciate you. Shout-out to my girl, Chalk Mommy, for helping a whole lot with this show, so big ups to her. And today's show, we're actually going to have an artist by the name of Know the Brands he goes by. And basically, you understand who Know is as far as being an artist, a writer, and just a great collaborator of great music. So we're actually going to talk to him. One of the things that definitely, you know, I saw something that just still stands out. And anyone who doesn't know, you can play him all day and say, okay, what did he do that's very monumental besides his own projects as well? Well, of course, you know, he reached, he had a number one track on the Billboard charts, and that was something that he helped write, which is Diddy, Danny King's collabo, Our Showstopper. So we'll be talking to him about that. We'll also be talking to him about how he actually linked up with Jim Jones. And, you know, also talking about his album coming out this summer, No Remorse, which also was featured his first single that would be played on here today, We City Boy. So definitely lots of good ready to go down. And hey, we're going to go ahead and check the phone lines. I think that might be him in the building right now. Let's see. All right, I'll call you on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Sonny J. What's up?
What up, man? It's your boy. It's the Bird Gang Boss, man. I'm going to be popping.
Oh, what's up, man? I'm glad to have you on the show today, man.
I'm glad to be here. You know, I'm touched by the introduction, powerful introduction. Appreciate you.
No problem, man. I mean, it wouldn't be a proper introduction if you didn't lay the floor for by doing the stuff. So that's what's up with it.
No doubt.
But man, go ahead and tell everyone as far as, man, go ahead and let everyone know who you are and know how you actually got started into the industry.
that. Make sure y'all can hear me well.
A little bit more. Kind of low as a tad bit.
Can you hear me?
All right.
No.
Well, there we go.
Okay, good.
Wait,
am I going in and out or no?
Oh, no, you're fired now.
All right, give me a minute. Hold on.
Just to remind y'all, too. There we go.
This better?
All right. Yes, sir. Can you hear me now?
My question
for you was let everyone know who you are and how you actually got started in the industry.
Okay. I got started in 2000. Let me see. I think it was like 2000. Professionally, that is, like 2004. I started working for Puff in like 2004, 2005. You know, at the time, you know, I moved to New York. I was trying to become a hip hop artist. You know, my interest definitely was not in writing, for anybody. You know how it is when you're an artist. You know, you want to get signed. You're not really trying to hear anything else. So,
right.
You know, I had a meeting set up with my first meeting was with Dame Dash over at Rockefeller. And that was actually the first real meeting that I ever had that I would call substantial, where I sat down with someone who could really, have a big impact on my future. You know what I mean? So sat down with Damon, and at the time, you know, him and Jay was going through that breakup. And so, because I had a hell of a street buzz between New York and Virginia. It was well known that I had vocal similarities to Jay, you know, so, you know, there was no getting around that, you know, because that was just how it was. It was just my vocal tone. And so Dame at the time felt like, you know, it would be sort of a conflict of interest, you know, because he at the time thought him and Jay still had a good relationship. So he didn't want to do anything that he felt like would strain the relationship between him and Jay. So he felt like signing me would do that. So he passed on giving me a deal. But after that, I went over to Bad Boy. My business partner set that up, and I met with Conrad DeMonchi. DeMonchi was a senior VP of Bad Boy at the time. And, you know, he said Puff wasn't really looking for artists, but he was still working on his Press Play LP. So he said he needed writers. So I took the job. You know, it was only after 2 weeks that I took the job. Because at first, you know, I definitely was not interested. In fact, I told him no. You know, I told him, you know, I appreciate the opportunity, but that's not what I moved to New York to do. You know, but between my business partner and just personal, just in my life, encouraging me just to, you know, be humble, you know, swallow my pride a little bit, and you know, with this business, you sort of got to get in where you can fit in, and then once you get in, you know, you take what you can get, you know, and that's what I did. So. Once I started writing for Diddy, did a record called Showstopper, Danity Kane. That was a big record. And I took off from there. And then about a year later, that's when I met with Jimmy, and the rest was Dipset, Bird Gang history, as they say.
Well, definitely, man. And Showstopper, I remember when Showstopper was out, too, when it first came out. And I remember my roommate... He had me crying laughing because his girlfriend would play that song all the time. And then he tried to lie and say, oh, man, because we would hear it playing out of his room whenever his girlfriend wasn't in there. So it was like, oh, so that's not your favorite song, man. So we used to have a joke about that all the time. We used to call him the Showstopper because of that.
right. Okay. Well, then it was appropriate then, you know?
It was
very, very interesting, you know, opportunity, you know, working with Puff. I mean, Puff is a very, he's very tenacious. He's very discriminating. You know, he's very tedious. Like, it's so many words you could use to describe him. But, you know, all those words, you know, whether good or bad words, those are what made him who he is, you know. So, you know, at the end of the day, I wrote so many verses before. I think I wrote over 200 verses before he even chose one verse. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not,
I'm not a lame, like, rapper. Like, you know what I'm saying? I got lyrics for days, but if it ain't right, he just didn't want it. You know what I'm saying? So it was, that was very frustrating for me, but it, you know, it basically shaped my entire work ethic, you know, because now I can go into a studio and I could pretty much do a whole album in one session. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would have never known that I was capable of doing something like that if it wasn't for Puff, you know. So, you know, I definitely, you know, thank him for that opportunity, man. It's something I definitely don't regret.
Most definitely, man. And as far as, like, your relationship with Jim Jones, I mean, like, how was that going for you? And, like, just how integral was that as far as your career?
Oh, man, that was the icing on the cake, you know, right there. You know, right after the Showstopper record, you know, I started working with the whole Dipset and Bird Gang squad, and we started doing records together. We started putting out mixtapes, and then, you know, came the Bird Gang album, which was pretty much my debut. I mean, when you cop the Bird Gang album, I'm on pretty much every record. You know what I'm saying? So it was pretty much an NOE record, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know. And it was my, you know, it was curtains for me. It was like, it was, the curtains were time to open up. You know what I mean? It was like showtime. You know what I'm saying? So I had to put on a brilliant performance, and I relied on my creator, and I relied on all the talents and all the skills that I had acquired over the years. And I wrote on that record like it was probably the last, you know, time I was ever going to have a chance to shine. So, you know, we had a single called Bird Gang Money that made the billboards. You know, the video was all over BET going crazy. So it was, you know, I made BET and I had national, I achieved some type of national success. You know, we made Rap City, you know, just before Rap City was canceled, we made one of the last shows, and I was able to freestyle in the booth, you know, and that was just an honor. So, you know, meeting with Jim, like, had it not been for Jim, you know, it was a lot of things that I would have never experienced. So Jim was at the time the only cat willing to take a chance on me, because there was a lot of controversy surrounding my vocal tones, and you know, this cat sounds too much like Jay. You know, he's not gonna make it. He's from Baltimore. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how we're gonna market this dude. But you know, I was testimony that, you know, nothing is impossible, and impossible is nothing, you know, as long as you know, put your heart and soul into something and you genuinely are blessed with something that the creator gave you, and you really are trying to just keep your thumb on the pulse of what people want to hear, success is success. And so, yeah, so Jim was a major, major integral part of my success, you know, and he still is, you know. So we still have a good relationship, and we still do business together. And 9 times out of 10, we probably always will, you know. All relationships have their moments of tensity and times when there are misunderstandings and we need to fall back and regroup and do things like that. And we go through that. We've been through that, you know, and so we're going to go through it again. Who knows? That's how relationships go. But other than that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the homie took a chance on me, and that's what it is.
Oh, definitely, man. That leads me to talk about the current stuff you got going on. It's like actually this moment that you're going to play on the track Reef City was kind of, let us know, fast forward to now, where you're getting ready to put this album out this summer. Kind of let us in on No Remorse.
Okay, No Remorse. Especially the title, No Remorse, you know, is a project that, you know, I just feel like it's really all about NOE. You know, every record that I've pretty much ever been on, as far as the radio or television and things like that, have always been me being featured with Jimmy or being featured with, you know, a member of the Dipset crew or whatever. And you know, my fans haven't had, you know, or my supporters, I really don't like calling them fans, but my supporters, you know, they haven't had a real chance to hear me, you know, to really get to know who I am in a solo, you know, as a solo artist. And so No Remorse is just about, you know, feeling no remorse for, you know, everyone who you know, was sort of skeptical and feeling no remorse about, you know, saying goodbye to people that I had to say goodbye to, feeling no remorse about, you know, all of the cats who you know, I felt like, you know, were supposed to support, who didn't support and decided to go, you know, their separate way because they didn't believe in whatever the movement was. And it's just about, you know, saying, you know what, it's all good, you know, and you know, I have no remorse towards, you know, individuals who don't, you know, grab onto loyalty and stick to it, you know what I mean? So for, with this album, you know, it's strictly about who NOE is and what he stands for, and it's about the man behind the lyrics that everybody's hearing, you know what I mean? So you're still going to hear the sick lyrics, but you're going to hear more of a story, because I have a storyline just like everyone else, and that's what the album is about. And We City Boys, the single, that's just a party joint, like, all day. I just felt like I wanted to just come in having fun automatically because it's not something that I generally did with Bird Gang and the whole Dipset movement. We don't really write. With Bird Gang, Money was a fun record, but, you know, it was a lot of street science involved in the record. And you know, we never really did a real crazy, based out, you know, party track that, you know, just automatically when it came on, you knew it was time to put your glasses down and move to the floor. You know what I mean? So We City Boys, you know, I just wanted to do that kind of record where the minute it comes on, it's just like girls are talking about, you know, watch my drink, I'll be back. You know what I mean? That's the kind of record I wanted to do. So that's what We City Boys is, and that's the first single.
All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to check it out right now then. This is for my boy NOE. This is We City Boys. So you heard of me. Go ahead and put your cup down real quick. Put your fork down, whatever. Put it down. We're ready to jam to this right now. Here we go. Right back on Life of the Dust Live with your boy, Ceddie J, and special guest, NOE. Let's go.
The Baltimore banger, baby.
That's right.
Bird Gang, baby.
Put your drink down, huh?
Know the name, know the difference.
All the girls with skirts this high. Come on,
yeah.
Free.
Yeah. Getting on chrome, blowing that bone, moving that coke, Guyana. All white coupe, B on the wheel, doing it multi, ain't I? Too much flash, throwing up hundreds, set of them singles, ain't I? Supplying them boys, pushing them toys, like Chris Kringle, ain't I? Money machining and heroin and green, the spot, I'ma get that. Whatever your pack be made in a year, I can push that, put a wrist that. Balling away, dripping in ice, Baltimore, autumn wearer. Billy Azor, invisible roof, sky can't get much clearer. Running with stars, running from laws, running the world with a hammer. Playing my cards, party with broads, showing my kids and manners. Whipping the work, twirling around, bringing it back, moving the beam, measuring that. Then shower with them members all over my team. Come on, city boys, we jamming in the street. We got a popping and we standing on the street. Your girl's mine, I think she's the one with me. Ain't she? I'm seeing God, and I'm standing on my money. Louis and Prada, man, you in the mall, we hit it, it's over. Battles in love, all of my thugs, all of my gorgeous greasy. Bringing them out, creeping about and making it all up easy. Coming to fix all of my cards, like the funeral line. It's never been seen, making it hard enough for you to define. Look at the camera, we in the paint, doing it Oscar, ain't I? Corona in hand, cracking a lobster, doing it monster, ain't I? We in the drop, we in the Porsche, we in the Lamb, we in Atlanta, we in Miami, we in the sand, tearing up Southeast, ain't we? We in them cabins, we in the mountain slopes, smoking, ain't we? We overseas, spinning the cheese, drinking and toasting, ain't we? We get it done, running the streets, making 100 a week. I am a boss, we ain't the same, what you wanted, I keep. We are them Bruini boys, dressing in black and running the block. You are them boys, sucking the chains, running the lot. We city boys, and we jamming in the street. Ain't we? We bottle popping and we standing on the street. This girl's fine, I think she should come with me. I'm seeing God, and I'm standing on my money.
We city girls, and we jamming on the street. Ain't we? We buying bottles and we standing on the street.
Celebrate with Bird
Gang. Your man's fine, I think he should come with me.
That way the DJ ain't got
to bring it back.
Sitting on chrome, blowing that bone, moving that coke, I ain't all white coupe, be on the wheel, doing it multi, ain't I? Too much flash, throwing up hundreds, instead of them singles, ain't I? Supplying them boys, pushing them toys like Chris Kringle, ain't I? Money machine and heroin, and you need a spot, I'ma get that.
Whatever your pack be made in a year, I can put that with a wrist at. Rolling away, dripping in ice, Baltimore, Autumn, wearer. Billy is no invisible roof, sky can't get much clearer. Running with stars, running from laws, running the world with the hammer. Playing my cards, party with bras, showing my pimpy manners. Whipping the work, twirling around, bringing it back, moving the beam, measuring that. Then share with them numbers all over my team. We come to boys and we jamming in the street. And we bottle popping and we standing on the street. On the street, girl, mine, I think you should come with me. I'm saying God, and I'm standing on my money.
We city girls and we jamming. We buying bottles and we standing on the street. Your man's fine, I think you should walk with me. I'm flying high and I'm landing on my money.
I'll stay down.
It's your girl, Miss Christy, and you're rocking with Steady J.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. Shout out to my girl, Miss Chrissy, for that nice little drop. And welcome back from, that was like one of the, definitely a high party song right there you can actually get crunk to. I have images in my mind, I like when I hear a song, and I can just imagine people jumping around the club. Like a bunch of dudes in a big circle just jumping around the club. I just see it now. That's exactly what I'm envisioning. It's because I just know, like, when I hear that type of record, that's the first thing people would do down here.
And it's a good record, man. It's you know, it's nothing wrong with partying. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the first kind of type of records I've done. You know, with that type of vibe to it. So it was actually a lot of fun recording it as well.
Well, definitely, man. And I could definitely tell that you know, a lot of times people always say, man, what's up with all this party music? It's not wrong with people having a good time with the song. It's how sometimes the songs are just like, it's just too simple. It's so simple that it's funny, and it's too many. That's when it's only simple, simplistic stuff making it into the radio too often and staying on there like 20 times a day, then that's when it was driven nuts.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I'm used to hearing the simple stuff too, and I guess it has its place. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I think everything has a balance to it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I just want to come in and just do what I do. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, my approach to the record is generally not your average approach to the record. You know, I'm trying to do different flows. I'm trying to stay lyrical. I'm trying to stay witty. You know, I'm not trying to really insult the consumer. You know what I mean? Like, if you go ask somebody to pay, you know, $1.99, you know, to $3.99 for a couple of songs or one song, like, I feel like it has to be quality down to, you know, even the background vocals, like the stuff that you're saying in the background even has to be witty, you know. So, you know, one thing about Bird Gang and the whole Dipset movement is, although we are, for the most part, underground artists, if you listen to us, you know, song for song, we take pride in all of the vocals, you know what I'm saying? You got to say something to keep people's attention, and that's what we do.
Well, definitely. This is the point of the show where I had to ask you the crazy questions of the day, so it's not too crazy, but they're a little off the wall. So we want to start by first question. If you had to pick three, I know it's tough, three artists, dead or alive, who would you pick as your top artists?
Top artists? Number one for me would be Nas. All day, and, you know, I think Nas is and always probably will be one of the illest in terms of just staying true to who he is. Then I would have to go, let me see, Nas, and I would have to go with Lauryn Hill, because I just feel like, you know, to me, she was the epitome of what an artist should be, passionate, you know, artistic, spiritual, street, witty, intelligent. Like, she, to me, embodied what an artist was. And then third, I would have to go with DMX. You know what I mean? Like, you know, say what you want to say. Nobody sold, solo artist didn't sell as many records as DMX. I mean, you can check the numbers, whether it be Jay-Z, whether it be Pac. Like, nobody had a, nobody, even down to 50 Cent, nobody was selling like DMX sold because of his passion and his hunger and his honesty and his drive. And he just really didn't really give a damn what anybody thought about him. He just made music. And that's what gravitated me towards his style. So those are my top three.
Okay. What's probably the most embarrassing moment that's ever happened to you in the industry?
Most embarrassing?
Yep.
One of my most embarrassing moments is before I got a deal, I remember I went to Baltimore. I came to my hometown, Baltimore, to do a show. This is when, you know, I moved to New York and I was trying to, you know, shop for a deal or whatever. And I was trying to get some support, you know, from my hometown. And, you know, my hometown knew me from selling mixtapes out of my trunk. They didn't really know me for, you know, being on stage and things like that. No, so although I was popular, no one really knew. A lot of people didn't really know what I looked like, you know. So so they had never seen me perform. So I come to, you know, Baltimore. It was a big NBA All-Star weekend that weekend. And so I was asked to perform during the intermission for one of these NBA games. So I came back down from New York, and we're getting set up and everything. And my performance starts. And as I'm performing, the sound system goes out, right? The sound system goes out. Now, mind you, we in a big like stadium, damn near, you know. So the sound system goes out. You know, I'm still trying to spit or whatever. My people are running around crazy, you know, trying to figure out what's going on with the sound. Then the sound comes back in. Then it goes back out. And so finally, people on the front started booing. You know, so I had never been booed before, like ever. Like, in my life, it was something that I never experienced before. So cats started booing, and then everybody started booing. So finally, you know, I just, what can you do at that moment but just sit the mic down and walk and get out of the building as fast as you can, you know what I'm saying? You know, so it's funny now, you know what I'm saying, but at the time, like, what could you do? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, but the irony of the situation is 2 years later, I'm on the front page of the Baltimore newspaper, you know what I'm saying, because of everything that I'm doing. And now I can't walk the streets of my city without signing autographs. So it's like, you know, you're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs, but it's all about how you can take those, you know what I'm saying, how you can take those punches like that. Like, getting booed, that's a kick in the groin right there, you know what I'm saying? Word. You know, a lot of people don't get up from that.
Oh, I'm DJing. I know it from first hand too. Last time I got booed, that was not cool.
It's like, you know, it's one of the most uncomfortable feelings in the world, man. It's like, you want to talk about an ego buster? Like, you want to talk about something that's going to deflate your entire life? You know what I'm saying? Go out there and get ready to do your thing, man. It's something like the sound go out or something, and people just start booing you. Like, and it's not. And the thing is, once a couple of people start, there's nothing you could do to stop it. Like, what do you do? Say, please stop? Like, you know what I mean? Can y'all stop booing me? You know what I mean? Nah. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, you just got to just put the mic down and say thank you very much.
Right. Oh, man. So we trying to know the brand, of course. They want to know as far as, like, how they can keep up with everything you got going on as far as your projects. They can check out some of the pictures of yourself. Just
right.
All the history on you. How can they do that?
You can go to my website, www.knowthebrand, N-O-E-T-H-E, brand, B as in boy, R-A-N-D as in dog, .com. So that's www.knowthebrand.com, and you can find everything that you need to find on me: the YouTube channel, the Facebook page, the Twitter. Like you can get at me. You can click the Facebook page and go to the store, because I'm selling a lot of I got some street classics out there that really made a lot of noise, and I'm making them available for the first time for sale on with limited edition stuff that I recorded that a lot of people don't have. You could purchase that off the store page on the Facebook page, so that's a good look as well. You know, and then you can go to YouTube and see a lot of the videos that I've done with Jimmy, a lot of the videos that I've done with myself, and my group called the Baltimore Bangers. I've done some stuff with them. And then, you know, I got my cigar line popping off, so you can check out promos for my cigar line. That's coming very, very soon. So, NOE is the name of the artist, but Know the Brand is the name of the campaign, you know. So, you know, as an artist, you know, you want to market yourself as a brand, because there are different products and different services that you can offer that are attached to your name. So, you know, I market myself as a brand because, you know, there are a lot of things that are attached to me that I'm bringing to the table, you know. So, you know, I'm just glad that I got as many supporters as I do. It still surprises me that I'm supported the way I am, and I'm internally grateful, and I'm very humble by it, you know what I mean? And I just pray that I keep bringing people the music that they want to hear.
Well, definitely, man. And I just want to say, once again, I thank you for coming through, man. It's definitely always a pleasure to, you know, get to know artists who have really just made a lane for themselves, and the key to what they did was be humble. That's always a blessing to meet an artist like that.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, man. I'm always honored when I'm asked to come, you know, and I try to always be accessible, you know. So, you know, being an artist is about being an artist, but there are real people behind the music, and I'm just a straight down to earth type of dude. I'm not Hollywood in any sense of the word. You know, I understand that this is a business, but at the same time, you know, your supporters just want to know who you are. Who are they supporting? Because at the end of the day, you know, their money is going into, you know, taking care of your family. You know, so you owe people realness. You know, you owe people humility, and that's what I try to stay in that lane right there. You know, so I thank you, man, and I thank Chalk Mommy and Precious for setting it up. You know, shouts out to Mills. You know, Mills is my partner as well, and they getting it in, man, and I couldn't thank them enough for this opportunity. So I appreciate it.
Oh, definitely, man. Well, we were like, yeah, every good. Well, now it's a reminder, everyone, you can always, if you miss any part of the show, you can always check it out for free on iTunes. Type in Life at the Dust Live. You can go to the show, look for the show title, Know the Brand, under Life That Does Live, and you can download for free and enjoy it. While you're on there, you can also let everyone know, as far as, do you have an anticipated date when the album's actually going to come out?
Yeah, tentatively August 26th. That's the set date right now. So August 26th.
Okay, right, what's cool, anyway. I just told you.
Yeah. Look for the No Remorse LP, man. It's gonna be fun.
All right, well, y'all go. Y'all got it here first. Y'all go ahead and check it out, and make sure y'all go to knowthebrand.com. Also, make sure you go to the Dust Spot at Dusk. That's D-U-S-K, Owls, O-W-L-S, ning.com. Y'all can check out artists, models, writers, radio personalities, everybody. A lot of people in the entertainment industry is just making it do what it do. So in that case, we're going to end off with the show how we always do, and that's everything you do, no matter what you do, whether it's being like my boy NOE, holding down, being humble, or being like your boy Sonny J, holding down the radio. Just remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Y'all tune into another episode of Life That Does Live, and the words of Chris Brown, this is...